lines from Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verses 1 through 13. You can find that on page 616 in your pew Bible. Everything has its time. For everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to throw away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to seek and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to sow. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. The God-given task. What gain have the workers from their toil? I have seen the business that God has given to everyone to be busy with. He has made everything suitable for its time. Moreover, He put a sense of past and future into their minds. Yet they cannot find out what God has done from the beginning to the end. I know that there is nothing better for them than to be happy and enjoy themselves as long as they live. Moreover, it is God's gift that all should eat and drink and take pleasure in all their toil. The gospel lesson is from Matthew chapter 25, verses 31 through 46. That can be found on page 29 in the New Testament section of your pew Bible. The judgment of the nations. When the Son of Man comes in His glory, and all the angels with Him, then He will sit on the throne of His glory. All the nations will be gathered before Him, and He will separate people from one another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And He will put the sheep at His right hand and the goats at His left. Then the King will say to those at His right hand, "Come, you that are blessed by My Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me." Then the righteous will answer Him, "Lord, when was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you?" And the King will answer them, "Truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these who are members of My family, you did it to Me." Then He will say to those at His left hand, "You that are accursed, depart from Me into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. Naked, and you did not give me clothing. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me." Then they will also answer, "Lord, when was it that when we saw you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not take care of you?" Then He will answer them, "Truly I tell you, just as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to Me." And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Lord, let the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart, my mind be acceptable in Thy sight, my Lord and my Redeemer. Amen. How many times we hear that piece from Ecclesiastes? And it's tough because it speaks to so many aspects of life. And there's a time for every
purpose under heaven. Now, that's not to say, and some people have said, well, God causes everything to happen. Well, no, God created everything. But he does not make a person consume too much alcohol and drive into another vehicle and cause death. God does not cause one person to get cancer and another not. That's my belief. But what God does do is he is there beside each and every one of us who go through those travails, those trials, those troubles. He is there in that healing grace in many instances, unexplainably, has been there in the healing, the reduction of a tumor. Think of this, how marvelous and wonderful he has created these bodies that we have. I was talking to Polly, and when you've had a knee replacement, how many of you have had knee replacement? You don't have to show up hands. Several of you have had joints and knees replaced. And if the fit is not right, things don't just work exactly the way they did when God put it together. The physicians and the surgeons do their best, but you know, God does it best. The surgeons and doctors do their best, but God does it best. Thanks be to God. When we look at Matthew 25, there are those that say that God is a God of love. Yes. That through God's love, he sends Christ Jesus as we celebrate his coming into this world by virgin birth, as we have just read our Nicene Creed, and we can articulate all of the attributes and aspects of that miracle that occurred in Bethlehem, and as it unfolded to those last 3 years of Jesus' ministry when he was teaching and culminated with him on Golgotha, hanging there on the cross and giving up his life for you and for me. And that upper room the night before when he took bread, broke it, gave it to his disciples and said, "This is my body which is given for you." And he takes the cup and he says, "This is my blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sin." That's the beauty of what it is that Christ has come to bring to us. Notice there's no place in there where there will be no trial and tribulation. There's no place in there where there will not be struggles or illness or sickness or death or famine. Those things are in the world until he comes back and dispels that. 1 Thessalonians chapter 14. But as we read today in Matthew 25, it speaks to that time of glory. When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from goats, and he will put the sheep at his right hand and the goats at his left. Now, that's not to say that a goat or a sheep is better, because in the telling of this, as Jesus presents it, is just the difference you see between the difference in the animals. It's not saying that goats are bad and sheep are good. It's merely stating that they're different. But in this, we know that the sheep are on the right hand and the goats are on the left hand. And as we look at that, think of this. As we start a new year, how many of you have made New Year's resolutions? How many of you have ever been able to keep a New Year's resolution for more than 3 months or 4 months? I've taken so many New Year's resolutions about losing weight. Yeah, well, okay. Cookies. But as we look at this, as we change the past, we're living in the present and we're trying to move forward into the future. So take this as a guide for how we are going to and should live our lives as best we can. The king will say to those on his right hand, come you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Talk about God not having a plan. He has a plan. He's already set it from the foundations of the earth. For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. I was naked and you gave me clothing. I was sick and you took care of me. I was in prison and you visited me. Cause and effect. When we know of those challenges for other people in their lives, when we know of those illnesses, when we know of those travails, when we know of those problems and challenges in their lives, it calls us to do something for them. Now, that's not to say we're going to solve all their problems. Sometimes it's just pulling up alongside and just saying, I'm here. I can share your grief. I can share your sorrow. I can be there to help you get through as best I can. I can't overcome whatever it is that's there, but together, you and I can be together in that. Now, there are things that we can do, and we do this through our food ministry. We're going to have an opportunity come Saturday with a mobile food pantry. That's in partnership with Hands Across Middlesex. That's in partnership with two other churches. That's in partnership with USDA food programs. That's in partnership with a number of entities across the Commonwealth and across this country. But, you know, we can articulate Middlesex. We can articulate USDA food programs. But you know what? This is not a program. This is a ministry. Because unlike a program that just has good people doing good things for other people, this is a ministry in which Jesus Christ is there present in each and every one of them. Whether it's a warming tree gift that some of those will receive as they come looking for food, and they're going to get something from the warming tree if that's what their need is. But again, it is doing things for people, being present for people, being in partnership with other mission opportunities, whether it's a soup ministry, which we have a lot of soup for. Ladies are going to be taking the soup out, you know, and it's frozen nicely in that nice new refrigerator and freezer. It's a ministry, and it doesn't matter who did it. We've done. And it's not just we, it's Christ in us who does this. For the righteous will answer him, Lord, when was it we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you a stranger, welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it that when we saw you sick or in prison and visited you? Because the truth of the matter is, the king will answer them, truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these, who are members of my family, you've done it to me. That's the good news. That's the positive aspect. That's the thing that all this timing of Ecclesiastes, there's a time and a purpose for everything under heaven. These are the times. These are the times when people are suffering. These are the times when people are in need. These are the times when we have an opportunity to get together and serve. Through partnerships, through desires, through allowing the Holy Spirit to work in us. Because if we don't do this, then the second part. Then he will say to those at his left hand, you that are accursed, depart from me into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry and you gave me no food. I was thirsty and you gave me nothing to drink. He didn't go through the whole laundry list that he did for the positive people. He only went to the thirsty and the naked. I was a stranger and you did not welcome me. Naked, you did not give me clothing. Sick and in prison, you did not visit me. You got to keep reading. He covers both aspects. It's what we've done and what we don't do. The sins of commission, the things that we do that are wrong, the sins of omission, the opportunities that we have to do right that we don't take. And they will answer, Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry? Who would not, if they saw Jesus Christ suffering, would not help him? Who, if saw the Savior of the world, that little baby born in Bethlehem, or that Savior on a cross suffering, would not do something to help him? Oh, we would all. Well, then, Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry, thirsty, or a stranger, naked, sick, or in prison that did not care for you? Truly, I tell you, just as you did not do to the one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. Man, that's heavy. Not from the 70s heavy, okay? I'm talking, that is a heavy burden weighing on each and every one of us. Because we've got to discern. We have to look at circumstances and situations. And that means we have to look at what is happening and occurring in other people. We get into other people's business and start trying to live their life. We're there to help them. We're there to assist them. We're there when they need someone alongside, when they're suffering. Yes, absolutely. But you don't just walk away from someone who's suffering. You don't just ignore someone. And these will go away into eternal punishment. Those that do not. But the righteous, those that do, into eternal life. So, we have a very clear delineation. If we do unto the least of these, then we're serving Jesus. We're going to have eternal righteousness, eternal life. We're righteous, made right by God, not because of what we've done, but because we've allowed the Holy Spirit to work in our lives. And we don't even need to worry about the other piece because it's what we should be doing, not what we shouldn't be doing. So we need to look. We need to reach out our hand. We need to ask. Share. We need to love. Not just on the first Saturday of the month. Not just on the first and third Monday of a month. Not just three times a year with a food bank. Every day, each and every time that we stand here. Sheep or goats? Left or right? That's not politically speaking. Okay, let's keep that clear. That's how we'll be judged. And there will be judgment. Yes, there's grace. Yes, there's love. Shalom.